Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Driveline Podcast. This is the official podcast of the South Dakota Trucking Association and the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. I am your host, Trevor Johnson, and I am here today with Aladdin. I am here with Emily LeBreton and Frank Wilson.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing today? Welcome to the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us on. We are so excited.
Absolutely. So give me a little intro of what is Aladdin? What do you guys do? I know there's factoring involved, but I'm not exactly sure what factoring is. Just give me a little background of what Aladdin is.
For sure. Yeah. So Aladdin started back in 2010. We started back with actually equipment leasing and financing. And then after that, we added on factoring. And then a few years ago, we actually acquired a company called CNS Licensing. And which is our compliance arm. So we do safety there. We do IFTA filings. We do IRP, trip permits, USDOT updates, 2290 filings, and UCR filings as well.
Awesome. So my main kind of question off of that is, what problem are you guys solving? Like every business starts with a problem in mind, a story. How did you guys get into trucking and factoring, and how does that work?
Yeah. So we actually have two main owners. And when we started Aladdin, one of the guys called the other guy and said, hey, you know, this guy wants to buy a tractor. Mm-hmm. So I want to set up a business to lease him a tractor. So that's how we kind of got started. And they're like, okay, well, we see the need for trucking companies to acquire more business. So our audience is mainly like the small guys. So the mm-hmm. one, you know, the owner operators, they have one truck. Maybe they grow to about 20 trucks. That's kind of our sweet spot.
Right.
And our main point, like helping them, is helping them overcome financial and compliance challenges. So owning a trucking company, it's no secret, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And customers don't always pay you on time, right? So they may say, hey, we're going to pay you in 30 days. 35 days roll around, 45 days roll around, they still haven't gotten paid. So we really help them with, you know, keeping their finances and their cash flow flowing so they can stay on the road, hauling their loads, doing what they do best. Now, on the compliance side, and Frank can kind of talk to this, is, you know, truckers and compliance, it is very, very, like, difficult with the regulations. They're always changing the requirements. They're tightening them up. Safety audits are increasing. And truckers are like, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't know what's happening out there. Like, what are the current regulations? I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble. If you do get in trouble, the fines are extremely costly, and you may even, may even be put out of service, meaning you're not hauling your loads. You're not making money for your business. Do you want to add anything?
My experience is I'm a retired Arizona State Trooper.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was specially trained in commercial motor vehicle enforcement at a federal level. So basically our stuff that we enforce in Tempe, Arizona is the exact same stuff that's being enforced in Rapid City, South Dakota. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Also, in addition to that, in the vehicle side of the house, I received a lot of specialized training in advanced accident reconstruction.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did criminal prosecution with civil liability, and I started to notice that, hey, there was a lot of bigger vehicles –
mm-hmm.
commonly known as commercial motor vehicles,
right.
involved in collisions.
Yeah.
When that stuff happens, civil liability goes through the roof. A, big stuff comes in contact with small stuff, going to hurt stuff. People get hurt, bigger insurance. Guess what? We can start to draw the lines A, B, C here.
Right.
All right. So my thoughts of actually starting and coming up to South Dakota, where I'm originally from.
Oh,
so
okay.
I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
I grew up in Parkston, and then we moved. Okay, I got it.
Gotcha.
Okay. But with this being said is when I came up here, and actually Aladdin was a good fit for everybody, because basically what we are is we're trying to help the little guy accomplish big guy stuff. Okay,
right.
Walmart and FedEx have 185 of me. Okay,
yeah.
That have been we've been trained chapter and verse in Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulation. So with Aladdin, we can go from buying the truck in the beginning, how to get paid for your loads, all the way to all that compliance stuff that takes away from your ability to make more money, to do what you do. You let us do what we do, we can help you. Basically, all we're going to do is we're a force multiplier.
Uh-huh.
We're going to augment you instead of you trying to worry about all this stuff and drive your truck.
Right.
We can help you with that back office stuff.
Absolutely. Wow. What are the biggest problems that you see in compliance on like the day-to-day?
Well, there's multiple things. Okay,
yeah.
But let's just narrow it down to three big things that all trucking companies have to do, whether it's FedEx or whether you're just Frank's Freight driving for yourself. Okay,
right.
I call them the big three. All right, you have to have pre-employment queries, which is nothing more than a fancy federal word for check. Okay, you have to check your driving license history. I'm not a cop anymore. I can't just run to see how many violations you have. You need to be able to do that on yourself and your drivers. Okay, you don't get to say, well, I know I don't have any speeding tickets. No, you got to have proof that you do on file. Okay. You have to have a pre-employment urinalysis testing done by a consortium. All right.
Okay.
Well, I don't use drugs. That doesn't matter for Bupkis, bud. You still have to be subject to random testing. You still have to have that pre-employment, chain of custody, and results. Very specific file regulations. They're very detailed. That has to be there.
Right.
Okay. Again, the audit thing's scary. Cops are scary. Ain't nothing compared to a lawyer if you've been involved in a collision. Okay. Because that takes away lots more money. Federal fines are scary. You ain't never seen what a jury awards.
Right.
Okay. And then the third thing you have to have, and it's a relatively new thing, I'd say that this is probably the biggest compliance issue that I'm seeing, is actual the clearinghouse. Okay. We already touched on it with the drug and alcohol testing. There's three stages to drug and alcohol testing. Where you go pee, as long as it's not on the side of the road, we don't care.
Right.
Okay. Who tells you to go pee? Okay. I'm sorry. Submit your sample for testing. Okay.
Right.
All right. That's your consortium. All right, then there's the clearinghouse. The clearinghouse is the actual, just think of it as a file cabinet where all your testing results go.
Right, okay.
Okay, you got to check those three things before you can drive. Those are the three big things I'd probably say.
Oh, wow, okay. So, yeah, taking a step back, how long have you guys been with Aladdin and how did you kind of get started with this company?
Yeah, so I've been with Aladdin for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
I got started with Aladdin, actually, I was, you know, on the look for like a job change and I just found the job posting and I was like, okay, I mean, trucking, I've never been in that industry before, but it's never going to go away.
Right.
Never been to South Dakota. Why not give it a shot? And I love it. I mean, it's a great company. We truly act like family there, which I know it's may sound cliche, but we care for each other. We have each other's backs.
Right.
I think the really important part about Aladdin that I love is, you know, we have people like Frank. Like, we also, you know, Frank's a retired state trooper. We have somebody on our team who's an ex-carrier. Mm-hmm. We have other people on our team who are ex-safety managers, ex-fleet managers. So we know the industry and we know the struggles that our customers face, and we're able to add, like, our personal experiences into our solutions to help them, you know, get what they need,
right,
with not, you know, just an out-of-the-box solution. Like, we actually help them with that, so.
Nice. And Frank, you came from Highway Patrol, but how did you run into Aladdin?
October of 2021 is when I actually came on board at Aladdin.
Right.
I think I came because I thought it was a good fit.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did I find him? To be absolutely blunt with you, I really don't know. I just started Googling stuff, and literally that's what it was. I retired in October of 2020. I came up.
Gotcha.
I did work for the state of South Dakota, motor carrier services, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Did that for a little bit. That wasn't my fancy. I did go to another major multi-billion dollar organization.
Yeah.
Worked for them for a little bit. And the same, let's call this what it is. My specialized training's pretty much in commercial motor vehicles.
Right.
Okay. I started to realize I'm not going to change anything with this multi-billion dollar organization. They know what they're doing, and they're going to keep doing it that way because it's made them billions of dollars.
Right, exactly.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to create any change.
Right.
Okay, Aladdin gave me the ability that I truly can. I can help the little guy because, like I said, Walmart and FedEx have 185 of me.
Right.
Okay, Frank's Freight doesn't, A, have access to somebody with my training and experience, or B, doesn't even know that they need it.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific story that comes to mind with somebody that you've helped that has really, like, benefited them?
Well, we have a couple of them. Very broad details would be we've had very good luck helping newer companies. They're going to be subject to something called a new entrant audit. Okay.
Gotcha.
Pretty much when you first get your DOT number, it's like a temporary thing. You're not fully vested. I'm doing air quotes that you can't see over the radio. Okay. You're not vested for 18 months. Okay.
Right.
It used to could be before COVID and different administration changes, whatnot.
Right.
Okay. If you were a new company and you got stopped once or twice, at the end of 18 months, you just kind of aged out of the system. And now you have a permanent DOT number. You're vested.
Right.
Okay. COVID taught US DOT several things. One of those is I don't have to go to Frank's office to actually look at his files. I can do this all over the internet.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, the percentage, it went from you could time out of it to no, you shall. Okay. In law enforcement, we say shall means you must.
Yes.
Okay. You shall undergo a new intern audit within that first 18 months of operations in interstate commerce, crossing state lines.
Right. Yes.
Okay. There's been just a lot of people that they don't have any files built. Okay. They don't have any of the requirements. Basically, a new intern audit, we're basically just scratching the surface. Okay, think of it as 13 points of measure. Okay, yeah. Full carrier files, and this all changes by what you're hauling, different kinds of stuff, multi-drivers, that kind of thing. But just for one guy shop, okay, yeah. He's going to have about 75 points that he has for compliant carrier files. Okay. We're only going to look at 13 of them. Okay, now this is the same 13 that we look at in Arizona, that we look at in Iowa, that we look at in South Dakota. It's all the exact same things.
Right.
I'm going to look at one guy's driver's license, one guy's med card, 1 month of hours of service documentation. You get what I'm saying? It's just a scratching of the surface, because the idea behind this is, and it's more educational, okay? It's not a bad thing. We just want to see, we want to set you up for success. If you have these 13 points, you probably have everything else. And as you grow, you're going to continue to do these things. That's the biggest success. I can tell you multiple, my audit was due yesterday. Okay, they took away my authority because I thought it was spam, even though he knocked on my door and he was in a cop car. I thought he was fake.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you talk to him? Well, I didn't know he was serious. The little OOS next to your safer snapshot that says you are out of service, they were serious. Okay, so fake. Now we have to go through a different process where at the end of the day, you're going to submit to that new intern audit.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do submit an audit. We also just call it a corrective action plan. Basically, we submit it different ways. We submit it, and it says, I didn't know any better. I'm sorry. It won't happen again, and this is how I'm going to correct my malfeasance, my bad behavior. So it's kind of like just what you do with your kids.
Right.
Okay. As soon as they admit that they're wrong, and then they tell you how they're going to fix it, you pretty much let them go back outside and play.
Gotcha.
That's kind of what the feds do when we do get the corrective action plan accepted.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a whole process.
That is a whole process. There's a lot that goes on.
Yeah. And I don't expect a newer truck driver. He's not going to understand this.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I can't expect like somebody with like their first truck or just went off on their own to understand all that stuff, because it'd be handled by their safety manager or somebody else in the company.
Well,
yeah, for sure.
They expect you to read the 689 pages of really small law print, I guess, nightly. I don't know, but that's the rules.
So kind of like what I was alluding to in the beginning, like all this is extremely complex, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no like set thing that's like, hey, when you start a trucking company, you got to do A, B, and C. There's nothing out there. They just kind of throw you to the wolves and hope that you can figure it out on your own and hope that you don't get caught at the end of the day. So we're kind of there for that safety measure to make sure you don't get caught and you're not finding yourself in a position where you are out of service and you can't operate.
Yeah,
I mean, these are people's livelihoods, right? If you can't work, it's... causes other effects in your life.
If you can avoid learning the hard way, why do it?
Yeah. So exactly. So
who is like your target consumer?
Yeah. So it's going to be mainly like owner operators, those guys that are, you know, just getting into the industry. They may be truck drivers for bigger guys and say, hey, you know, I really want to go out and do this on my own. I want the flexibility of working when I want, where I want. So I want to start my own trucking business. Mm-hmm. So we help them get off the ground. Also, you know, guys who may be established carriers have about like 3 to 5 trucks, maybe up to 10. And they need support like financially and compliance wise as well, right? So they're focused on, you know, keeping their trucks on the road. A big thing that they're also probably focused on is driver retention, because that's huge in the industry right now, is helping retain drivers. So that's kind of like our sweet spot, the smaller guys per se. As people get larger, they kind of hire people like us in-house. So we're there to kind of get them to where they need to be.
Right.
So
with those smaller trucking companies who are starting out, and maybe they're thinking about going with Aladdin, but there's a lot of bills and there's a lot of things that they have to pay for. And they're like, I don't know if I want to sign up for this other thing. I don't really have any of that. I've read some of the documents. Like, what would you tell them?
Well, first of all, I would say, I mean, regardless if it's Aladdin or not, you need a support company on your side. Like we said, compliance is so crazy. Regulations are always changing.
Right.
Things are expensive out there. You don't want to be caught in a position where you literally can't drive your truck because you can't pay for the cost because your customer hasn't paid you.
Right.
There's various options out there. But why Aladdin, kind of to what I alluded to before, is we have people who've been in their shoes on our team. So we know exactly your pain points. And we can help customize your solutions to that. Another thing, like, you know, I said, is we treat our staff like family. We truly treat our customers like family. Like, we get to know them. I mean, we have personal relationships with them. Frank, I know you can talk to people about, you know, their kids and stuff like that, which it adds that special, you know, personalization, and it helps gain that trust of like, okay, they know what I'm going through. They know who I am. They have my back. Right. And that's our main goal. You know, all of the stuff that we have is like, I don't want to say like a commodity, or, you know, other people have it out there, or, right, you know, you don't per se need us, but, you know, we add that extra layer of we've been in your shoes before. Right. So we know, you know, your experience. Like, we can give you good tips. Like, for example, if you're starting a trucking company, get your USDOT up now. You may not be running under it, but make it mature so that when you are running under it on your own, you can get good loads. Because when you first start out, the main big guys that you want to haul with are probably not going to sign with you because you're a new carrier. But they see, okay, this USDOT number has been, you know, aged for about a year and a half or 6 months or what have you, they're going to be more likely to sign with you. So just little tips and tricks that like you really can't find out there, but we know because we've been in your shoes before.
What do you see as the new technology coming up in factoring? Like, what has changed your guys's work?
That's a good question. I would say like the new technology, I don't think there's anything new out there, but the big thing is like the fast funding.
Yeah.
So, you know, factoring, and I'll kind of go into that, like what it is and how it works. So factoring basically is like a cash advance. So a truck driver, he goes, he hauls his loads, he gets a bill lading saying, yes, I hauled this load. We say, great. You send that to us, and we handle all the invoicing on the back end. So they just have to get the bill lading, send it to us, go on your merry way. We'll get the invoicing from your customers. Mm-hmm. We'll handle that. You know, they may take 30, 40, however days to pay. But in the meantime, since we know that this is real, you've hauled the loads, we are going to send you your money. So you get paid right away for the loads that you haul, and you can keep going on your merry way. I think the biggest thing technology-wise is making sure, like, A, you're fast funding, and B, for factoring, there's a lot of spamming and scams out in the industry right now. A lot of people, yes, try to scam truck or factoring companies for money. So us is making sure we have the protection on our end so that we're not falling into one of those.
Right.
Because obviously if someone does it, you know, it doesn't look great for all the other truckers. So making sure people are legit. And again, like I said, the fast funding is huge. The quicker they can get that money in their hands, the quicker they can go to their next stop, continuing to haul their loads and pay their bills.
Perfect.
Now, tactically or technology-wise, from the compliance side of the house, okay?
Yeah.
I have a lot more changes than factoring has done. Basically, what has occurred now is the FMCSA, this is going to be just a broad overview. FMCSA was hacked about October, September of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. They have massively overhauled how carriers get to do these required items.
Right.
Okay. IFTA, UCR, MCS 150 updates. They've changed all this stuff. How to get in the clearinghouse, how to do changed everything.
Yeah.
Okay. And we could sit here for about a day and a half and talk about it.
Right.
Okay. But the broad overview is now everybody's going to have a login.gov account. Okay. They're going to have to maintain that two-stage authentication to get into the account. We've all done it with our checking accounts. So you get that goofy dang text.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Multifaceted ways to get into your secure, air quotes again, accounts. Okay. Yeah. From login.gov, you're going to have branches of a tree. It's going to go to the clearinghouse. It's going to go to the portal. Okay, those are the two things that companies have to have.
Mm-hmm.
That is a massively huge change. And now they've made login.gov tied to different branches of the tree, getting your MCS 150 update, turning in your, some of the states now are going towards doing your fuel tax. All that stuff is starting to change. Okay, and this is an ever-changing environment as we still speak. Right now I can speak with great authority on the fact the login.gov and the portal are absolutely as jacked up as they can possibly be.
Yeah.
Okay. The wait hold time to talk to the feds is about 585 minutes. Okay. And I know enough guys that I've talked to about it. It's actually not the feds' fault. Okay. Let's have a little compassion for these guys. Daggum government. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're being hacked, attempted hacks, about 6,000 times a second.
Yeah.
Okay. They are trying to keep up. I mean, they're trying to put out a fire with a thimble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're always behind. The hackers are ahead, just like in law enforcement.
Yes.
The crooks are smarter than we are. Okay, so that is changing. They are trying the best that they can. But in the meantime, that still doesn't feed the bulldog. Okay, your IFTA still got to be made valid. You still have to update your MCS 150. You still got to be able to run your clearinghouse checks. You still have to have a port. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So we will, so far we've been having pretty good results with getting this stuff done. Okay, we haven't fallen behind, but it changes. I cannot tell you what's going to be the next, what's messed up on the website now. I can't call my folks and they're going to say, I can't log anybody in until somebody figures it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the big things. And then roadside, as far as our roadside enforcement, the final clearinghouse rule has taken effect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so roadside, each state's kind of doing it a little bit different, but the major changes are, well, there's three of them. The feds are demanding that this gets done. And they're demanding it, not saying, now you do this, I'm pointing a finger, you do this now. Now what they're saying is, we won't write you this big old check for your highway usury tax, which means you ain't going to build no daggum roads. Yikes. Okay, so the feds are now controlling Yikes. The checks. Okay, so yeah. Now the states are going, this sounds great. Okay, so roadside, we're able to see if a driver is prohibited in the clearinghouse. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're able to see if he's registered in the clearinghouse. Because if you're not registered in the clearinghouse, could I ever have had a check done on me? No. Okay, the carrier, the DOT number in the side of the truck, guess what? We're going to be able to see if the carrier is registered in the clearinghouse. If he ain't registered in the clearinghouse, what's that mean? He hasn't checked any of his guys. We know, we don't have to do an audit anymore. We know he's not doing one of those big three requirements. Let's sit him here until he figures out how to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And if login.gov's already messed up, I can't even tell you how long it's going to be messed up or what's messed up at this time. How are you going to be sitting at a port of entry in Wyoming and figure out how to log in with your 3G internet connection?
With
yeah.
No internet.
And I'll say like what Frank's saying, you know, they're basically like, you know, as us drivers, we have to have like our insurance and our driver's license like on file with us as we're driving. You know, if they don't have the equivalent to truckers, if they don't have that, they will make you sit there until you get it. And then that causes issues because you have a load, right? Mm-hmm. So your shipper, your customer is expecting to get this load at a certain time. And heaven forbid, hopefully it's not refrigerated stuff, because then it's going to go bad. So not only do you have to deal with this compliance stuff, you now have to deal with where the load's going to go, who's going to pay for it. I mean, is that going to come out of your pocket? It snowballs, right?
Yes.
Into everything. So it's, yeah. So these new changes, like kind of what, you know, I said earlier, is that they're very just tightening everything. So as Frank said, they're no longer just like, oh, we hope everybody has everything. Like when they pull you over, it's like, do you have A, B, and C? You know, they're getting serious about this. And
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's a little tidbit even. Okay, well, Frank might not know what he's talking about. Okay, here you go. I've had a CDL since 1976. Okay?
Okay.
I drive for myself. I got no problems.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard of this clearinghouse. I go provide mm-hmm. my samples at Avera. Everything's good to go.
Yeah.
Now it comes, your birthday is February 1st. You go into DMV on February 1st, like a good doobie, and you mm-hmm. say, hey, I'd like my new driver's license, please. They're going to say, no problem. Oh, you're not enrolled in the clearinghouse. No license for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. That is part of the federal mandate that state driver's license issuing administrations shall ensure. You're prohibited. That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
You're prohibited. You ain't getting mm-hmm. nothing. Okay, mm-hmm. you're not registered in the clearinghouse. Well, we don't know if you're prohibited or not. You don't get one either. Mm-hmm. And this also includes if you want to go get a tank endorsement or you want to go get a hazmat endorsement, whatnot. Okay, the feds are still trying to figure out right now, in the most recent information I have, they don't know how that's going to have an effect for like a guy who got a CDL and now he's a safety manager, but he's got it, so why would you let it go? Nobody lets their mm-hmm. CDL go once they have it.
No,
right. Well, he's not enrolled in the clearinghouse. Come on, I work for Target. I'm a store manager.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just making up, what am I going to do? And so they don't know, is the license going to go away? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be able to get it later again? Because we also changed about a year and a half ago that now CDL training has to be done at a registered school. Frank just can't write you a CDL and you go to the state and you drive around good and you're good to go. Now it has to be you're supposed to have a authorized place of instruction.
Is that why they increased in price or is that something different?
I don't know, but it's kind of like if I have to be a school per se, that means I got a special little cert after my name. I can charge more money?
Right.
I don't know because I can't go. My uncle can't teach me how to drive a truck anymore. Now I got to go to my uncle's truck driving school. Well, now he's got to register with the feds and he has to have a syllabus and all this stuff's all changing. But at the end of the day, let's just go back to the beginning part of it. You just got to be registered in the clearinghouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you can get your CDL or whatever, but I don't have to have a check done on me. You're correct. You just have to be registered. That's what the driver's license administration, the agency, DMV, does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and you see how like all this is like very like complex and confusing. Like that's we simplify this down for people. Yeah. Like we basically tell them like yes you're registered, yes or no, and like if you're not registered, here are the steps to do. Like we just make it so they know what they need to do. And then they carry on.
You tell them before the feds tell them.
100%. That is the goal. Yep. And unfortunately, though, you know, our goal for 2025 is to get more people enrolled in our safety program before they are caught. Because unfortunately, right now, people are very reactive to it. You know, they're like, I don't need any safety or compliance support until, oh, my God, I have an audit coming up. What do I do? Oh, my God, I'm out of service. I can't haul my loads. Frank, help me.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to get people to be proactive about it so they're not stuck in those situations.
So you're not putting out fires immediately. How can people reach you?
Okay, so we have a website, which is www.aladdincap.com. We also have our sales line, which is 539-252-3346. I believe that's right.
Yeah.
And then, so like our website gives you a bunch of like information where, you know, on there we have different forms for you to submit based on like our factoring, our safety, compliance, leasing, all that fun stuff. We also have like Facebook under Aladdin Capital. And we're going to be getting an Instagram here soon.
Perfect.
So that'll be exciting.
Any last things that you want to touch on before we close up today?
I think the last thing I want to add on, and I wanted to say this more in the factoring, just, you know, kind of give people like an idea. Like, you know, I spoke what factoring is, but I kind of want to say how Aladdin is different than the other people out there.
Yeah.
I said how, like, you know, we have people in-house, so we know your experience, but just let people know, like, our main points of factoring. Like, we're very different than the other, like, big providers.
Okay.
So, for example, like, we provide, like, very personalized quotes. Other guys are just going to give you a rate and say, this is what it is. They don't care what you haul, where you're hauling, who you are. Now, us, we actually care about that, so we're going to give you a personalized rate on that. One thing that's, like, very important to note is we don't have hidden fees. Other factoring companies, if you don't like factor a certain amount per month, they are going to pay you for that gap, which they don't actually always have in their, you know, they have in their contracts, but like very, very fine print.
Right.
So people don't read it. Another big thing about us is, you know, we don't penalize you for not factoring every single month or invoice. Again, other factoring companies, if you don't factor every invoice or every single month, they do make you pay a penalty for that, which, you know, for us, we don't think you should be penalized for choosing to work when you want to work. And also, like, the big thing is, like, we're really, really honed on in all of our services is dedicated support. Like, you get a dedicated account executive to work on your account. So for factoring, you're going to work with one person and one person only. Same with safety and IFTA. In our equipment leasing and financing, we also have a dedicated customer advocate. So, you know, if you aren't able to reach like your dedicated account executive or whoever, like that person is there to help guide you and make sure that your needs are being met, your voice is always being heard, because that is very important to us. So that's kind of like, you know, I guess touch on more the differentiators of Aladdin at the end of the day, besides us just being, you know, like one of the truckers, because we, you know, been in your shoes. We also have these other perks that we've seen from like the big guys, and that just, it's not helpful to the other people at the end of the day. So.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you everybody for listening to the Driveline podcast. Thank you both for coming on today and coming over to our office to film this, and keep updated with all of our upcoming podcasts, and you'll see them on our social media. So thank you guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Bye. Thanks for having us.
Have a good day.